Good afternoon, and welcome to the Spirit Love Ministries afternoon prayer. We pray every day, every Tuesday and Thursday from noon to 12:15. I'm Minister Arlene, and I will be running the prayer line today. Before we get in, if anyone is on that's for the first time, we welcome you, we pray that something that we will say or do today in this 15 minutes with the Lord, that it will touch your heart. I would say that if anyone's on the line and they do not know Jesus, this is a good time to confess and profess him. So before we get into the actual prayer, and I did not receive any specific prayer points today, but before we get into the prayer, I usually do a little exhortation, and we will be doing today, we're going to talk a little bit more about the covenants that God has provided for us. And in our services, we've been talking about the promises of God, and there are many, many promises that God has made to us, but generally they can be grouped under about seven different covenants. And I'm going to just quickly go through them so everybody's aware of these covenants. These are promises that God has made for us and given to us, and they are there for us as long as we are in a relationship with the Father, because that has that is one of the conditions. You have to be in walking and with your Father, and these are the promises that he has for you. And there's seven of them. The first one is the covenant of life, and you can declare that you shall live and not die. Why? Because God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price so that we would have everlasting life. So we shall live and not die, and we shall be able to declare the wondrous works of the Lord even while we're alive. We can be protected, which goes into the second covenant that I will talk about, the covenant of protection. And the covenant of protection says that God's angels will surround you, and the enemy cannot touch you unless you allow him to. But he cannot touch you because God will have his angels around you, and there's always something that you can draw on from the word, that when you're in a state and you feel like you're getting ready to do something that you shouldn't do, you can draw on God's word, and you can stop the enemy from touching you by declaring his word. And the word also says that we are hid in a secret place of the Most High, and that the Almighty shadows over us and protects us. So that's the covenant of protection. We also have the covenant of victory. Victory over all kinds of things. The enemy must flee. You have victory over that, and we talked about that a little bit earlier in the covenant of life. And the covenant of protection, where the enemy can't touch us, and even though they rise up against us, the Lord shall cause them to flee from you, and that you shall have victory over all the enemy can toss to you, because your daddy loves you, and he will cause your enemies to flee. And then there's a covenant of healing and health. And you know, the Lord wants us more than anything to be healthy, and he also wants us to have wealth, and that he is Jehovah Rapha. He is our God. He is our portion, and he will heal us. The word says, by his stripes we are healed. And it also says that healing is the children's bread. So those things are in the word, and he will give us health and healing. also the covenant of provision and abundance. And under this provision, God says that he'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And you know he owns everything. So his riches and glory, he will provide for you, and he will make sure that you have abundance and live an abundant life. Then there's the covenant of grace, and Lord knows we all need that. He has provided us grace that, you know, that we can confess our sins, and he is always there to forgive us if we profess our sins and believe in him. And he will also give you grace to be able to preserve you and keep you. And that's God's grace is so abundant. And sometimes we forget to thank him for all the mighty works that he does and the grace that he gives us. And then there's a covenant of favor. And, you know, favor is given to us. And if you look in the word, it says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is favor, abundant favor in our lives. And we're not going to go into any of them in detail today, but we are going to be praying the prayers of protection because there's so many things that are happening in our world. And we are in a place now in our history where there's lots of things happening around us, the coronavirus, and you know, there's just all kinds of things happening, and people shooting and killing, and there's just a lot of things happening around us. So we are going to pray for protection, and we're going to pray for protection not just for ourselves, not just for our family, but for all of the children of God. And we're going to pray for our nation as well. So, Father, we thank you, praise you, and glorify you. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne room. We first are thanking you, O God, for your grace and for your covenants and for your protection and for your provision. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you are always with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for that, O God. We thank you that we can come and confess our sins to you, and you are faithful to forgive us. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus, who came and paid the price for us that we may live and dwell in your kingdom forever and ever. We pray, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would cover and protect us, O Heavenly Father. Protect us from the devourer who comes to steal, kill, and destroy us. So we ask for protection against the devourer. We say, oh, Heavenly Father, just put your angels around us that we might be protected from hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. We say right now in the name of Jesus that you will provide armor for us, that we will be able to chase away the wiles of the evil one. We also thank you, O Heavenly Father, in advance for protecting us from the coronavirus, O God. We know that it is spreading throughout the world, but we know that you are a protector and a provider for us. And we're just praying that protection over ourselves, our families, our churches, O Heavenly Father, that virus will not infect us in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that you would find a cure for that horrible virus, O God, that is sweeping our nation and our world, and that is causing our shelves in our stores to be empty, and causing our finances to be hit, oh God, and causing individuals to potentially lose their jobs because people aren't shopping or traveling or staying in hotels. So we say right now in the name of Jesus, we stamp out that virus in the name of Jesus. We stamp it out. We call it out right now in the name of Jesus. We also pray for protection of our children, oh God. there are so many things that toss them to and fro, and that can capture their minds, oh God, and can destroy them. That's the work of the enemy, oh God. So we say that you would protect our children as they go through the streets, oh God, that no hurt, harm, and danger shall come nigh unto them. We pray right now in the name of Jesus and lift up those names to you, oh God, that we just want you to cover, oh Heavenly Father. You can just lift them up to Daddy. We lift them up to you, and we say that you will be the protector of our children. Protect them not only from danger like incidents and accidents, but protect them, their minds, oh God, that they will not be led astray, that they will not get into a situation where they get caught up on drugs and vices that keep them from being all that you would have them to be. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just cover them in the name of Jesus. We pray for those individuals, those young people, those young adults that are on the streets, oh God, and they don't know which way to turn. Oh Heavenly Father, we say that you would, your Holy Spirit would touch them, prick their hearts in the name of Jesus, that they might know that they need you first of all, and they need to be in a place of protection, in the ark of protection, oh, that they need to learn of you so that they would be able to ward off those the wiles of the devil that are trying to pull them to and fro. Oh God, we just thank you and praise you for that. We pray right now for mercies, traveling mercies, for anyone that is traveling or has to be on the highways, the byways, the airways, the waterways. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would be their protector in the name of Jesus. We are also praying, oh God, that you would provide peace and comfort and understanding to anyone that has lost a loved one and is experiencing grief. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just give them shalom, peace, that you would just surround them with your love, that they know that you are with them. And even though they have lost a loved one, if that person was in the ark of safety, that if that person believed in Jesus Christ, that you shall see them again and that you shall be gathered with them again. So we ask for peace over those families, oh God, that are experiencing the loss of a loved one. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for anyone that is battling with a disease, whether that be cancer, high blood pressure, any kind of illness, oh God, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional, we are lifting it up to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we're saying that we know that healing healing and health is one of the covenant promises that you have made to us, oh God. So we say right now, we call on your healing virtue, the balm that will heal, oh God, heal their hearts, their minds, their bodies in the name of Jesus. And when you have, when they have recovered, oh God, that they would look towards you and that they will be a witness to someone else that is battling a disease or battling, whether that be mental or physical or emotional, that they will be able to rise up and be a testimony to that person, that they might cover them with the understanding that God is still in the business of healing. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for deliverance from addictions, oh God. We pray for those individuals that have fallen into a pit, oh God, that have allowed the devourer to whisper in their ears and to show them things that they think that the devourer knows that they would be looking towards, whether that be a person, a place, or a thing. And all of those addictions, oh God, that keep us separated from you, we say right now in the name of Jesus, we tear them down, we rip them out We cleanse the minds of your people, O Heavenly Father, that Satan will not be able to enter in again, will not be able to lure them away from you, O God. We know that those distractions keep us from being all that we could be and all that you have called us to be. So we say right now in the name of Jesus, we just call on deliverance from addictions, oh God. And we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that everyone that is undergoing any kind of job situation or financial situation, that you would open up the windows of heaven for them, oh God, that you would pour out a blessing that they have no room to contain, and that you would allow them to sow seeds into your kingdom, oh God, the financial seeds into your kingdom, that your kingdom may grow. We also pray that they would be able to sow seeds of giving, not just financial giving, but giving of themselves, using their time and their talents to build the kingdom of God. So we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this time that we have had to seek out seek and knock and ask for things, oh God. And we thank you that we will continue to stay on the wall. We will continue to intercede for others. We will not stop. We will not back up. We will not turn around. We'll stay on the wall until something happens. So we end this prayer by saying it is in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody, we've come to the end of our prayer, our 15 minutes of prayer for today, and look forward to having you again on the line on Thursday, same time, noon. Invite somebody, tell somebody to be on the line. It's only 15 minutes. And also, if you have a prayer request, please send them to me. You can text them to me to my phone, which is 313-405-4465. Be blessed, everybody, and see you again on Thursday.